you know, I think that some of the cuts that were made were not as egregious as were originally introduced by the governor, and I think that she had a huge amount of pushback from mostly folks in the Democratic Party, obviously, in the House and the Senate, who were not going to let their pet programs fall by the wayside this year, and they fought very hard. It was a very interesting session. You know, typically the Speaker of the House kind of ruled with an iron fist and people just followed right in step with him. That was really not the case this year. There was a very splintered Democratic caucus group, and it was interesting. They were many of them sort of had this recognition that throwing a bunch of tax money to fix the problems that we had with this budget deficit wasn't going to really address the long-term issue that we're dealing with. Revenues are down, and as a result, cuts have to be made. And I think that government, we haven't had that situation very much here in this state in the last 10 years. We've had a very, very, you know, vibrant economy, and the money's been coming in, and we've been spending it as fast as we've been getting it. And unfortunately, that is not the case anymore. And the reality is that we have to do some restructuring, and a lot of those essential cuts to programs are still going to have to be made. Because even though we've had the tax money this year, perhaps to backfill some of those budget holes, if you will, next year we're going to come back and there will not be that gift of federal ARRA money that comes into the state. And we're going to be in a very difficult situation, and some of those tough decisions are ultimately going to have to be made.